put that paper on the outside, and my daddy put that roof on it for me before he died. Well, when he first opened up that store, just before he opened that store, he put it on for me. I went to work to stand off. Mm-hmm. I raised my family here. I've mm-hmm. been living here about a little over 52 years, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. Was this part of your family's land here?
It's part of around here.
Of your family's land. Is this land that your family owned?
Said my family owned their own land.
Is the land that this house is on, is it?
No, I bought this from Dr. Tone.
Mm-hmm. So this isn't an old house?
Yeah, it was an old house when I bought it.
Uh-huh.
Been here for years. Well, I was born right down there, and I used to walk out to Zachary, and long as I can remember back yonder, this old house was here.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought it from Dr. Tone. He was my family doctor for a while when that oldest kid was born. My daughter lives right there. She's a train nurse. That's her house mm-hmm. there. I let her have that little lot to build on. And I bought this from Dr. Tone. When I first worked at Standall, I bought 5.5 acres, this house, I believe I gave him $360 for it. I didn't have any money to pay down on it, and I moved in here, but me and my wife saved up and paid for it in about a year. We just had one baby. Times were pretty tough then.
I'd like to get an idea of what this house looks like. Do you think you could sort of draw a sketch of the floor plan, or you tell me and I'll try to draw it?
Well, I'll tell you.
What do you want to look at?
Well, I'm interested just in, you know, the names of the rooms and just seeing where the rooms are.
When I first come here, it was just four little old rooms. You might say a little old country cabin, that's all. And all I've done is put the sheetrock in it. And Papa tore them two back rooms off and put two more on down and sheetrocked them. And that's just the way it was all the time.
How many rooms are there in it now?
Well, it's four rooms, and I put a back porch on the back there and boxed it up and made a kitchen, little old dining room out of it.
Four rooms just in the bathroom and a little patio on the back.
Yeah.
Just square?
You just about say, I have to say it's square.
Okay, so is there another room?
That's here?
Yeah, but it's a small room. It ain't big as this one. This is about a 12 by 12, and that 12 by 12. Just a little bit bigger, not much. And this is a little bit of room here. It's 10 by 12, I believe.
It's
just big enough to get a bed in.
Would say, if this is the front of the house here, would I just draw a, just divide the house in two like this?
I think you could.
Between the front and the back of the house, is there just a wall going like this?
Between the two rooms?
No, between...
Well, now, I'll tell you what, do. Just get up here at the door and you can see for yourself.
Tell me about the names of these rooms now. This is the room we're in now. What do you...
Well, I reckon you'd call this a living room.
Okay. Do you remember hearing people have an old-fashioned name for living room?
No, I didn't. I'll tell you, in my days back there, I didn't have living rooms. When we first moved here, we didn't have no living room.
Well, Mr. Kirkwood, sure. People's living rooms used to be their parlor.
Yeah, they call it parlors, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But now, my family began to grow, you see. Well, what I had to do, I had one boy. My baby was a boy. Well, I had five girls. I lost my first baby, and I raised four girls and a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had to cut this up in small rooms because the boy, he had that little junk room for that stuff. That had a little bit of bed now, you see. He had to sleep this up.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls had this one room and one in there. And we had a bed in here, but